We've got a lot to cover this week, including summarizing recent events in Japan, recent game updates, and upcoming events. As we look to wrap up this chapter of competitive Splatoon, what does the future hold in store for us? Hello there, Inklings, Octolings, and whatever other sea creatures you may identify as. My name is K-Bot, and welcome to this week's episode of The Weekly Splat, where I discuss some of the news and happenings in the competitive Splatoon scene in the past week. As a reminder, you can send me a voice message through the Anchor mobile about anything we've talked about today. If you're not listening via Anchor, you can also send a quick voice clip to ikafeedsplat@gmail.com. We've got a lot to cover this week, so let's hop right into it. As we look at rounding up the last week's events, we should note that there was an update on July 30th. Most notably in the update, the Nautilus 57 Splatling was released, along with the one bathtub weapon. That one was also released. And the new map that was released for August was Anchovy Games. The tweet featuring this month's map list will be linked below. Tournament-wise last week, we had a relatively quiet week, where the only major event was Black and Spoon on Thursday, which kicked off their Season 6 with a Splat Zones tournament, with 59 teams participating. In Grand Finals, Tomo beat Silver Hawks to take home the $156 prize. Last week was the final week of play for Ludi's Season 6. The final few matches in Group B of the X Division were finished up last week, where Phantom swept both Saikai and Rezin 5-0. In Group A, a handful of matches were played that did not include Team Upgrade or Kraken Paradise, where both teams dropped out. The played matches were Oblivion beating Orcs Black 5-0, Amaterasu beating Orcs Black 5-3, Chikara beating Orcs Black 5-0, Amaterasu beating Chikara 5-3, and Amaterasu beating Oblivion 5-3. As such, the playoff bracket for the X Division has been set as two teams advance from each group. The final four matchups are Amaterasu vs. Phantom and Chikara vs. Ghost Gaming. Of course, other divisions have playoff brackets as well, where two teams advance from four groups apiece for a total of eight teams competing. Division 1 has a bracket that looks something like this. In the top half, we have Spanish Army versus Peering Sanity, and Canton versus Squidding Good, where on the lower half of the bracket, we have Envision versus Octopi, and Bet versus Beams R Us. For more information on potential playoff streams, you can go to the Leagues Under the Ink Discord server. Also, be sure to check on your favorite teams' placements within their groups by checking on the brackets at inkleagues.challenge.com. You can also find the rest of the playoff brackets there as well. Of course, the big event last weekend was Platinum Cup 4, an exhibition event that took place in Japan on August 4th. In the Platinum Cup itself, Ghost Gaming swept Set to Destroy X 3-0, and then GG Boys came out on top of Liblent Calamari 3-2. In the third place match, Liblent Calamari beat Set to Destroy X 2-0, and in Grand Finals, Ghost Gaming gave GG Boys a decent run for their money, but in the end, GG Boys took first with a set score of 3-1. Overall, the event was well-run and well-received by many. If you haven't checked the VOD out yet, you're doing yourself a real disservice, especially if you haven't watched the GG Boys vs. Calamari set, as well as the Ghost Gaming vs. GG Boys set. Those two are amazing to watch and feature many different strategies on such a high level of play. If you haven't checked it out yet, the VOD will be linked in the description below on Endgame TV's Twitch channel. As we look ahead to the month of August, there are plenty of events coming up that you should keep an eye on. For one, the Fresh Start Cup is coming back for their second event, featuring 2 days of competition on Saturday, August 11th and Saturday, August 18th. If you're part of a new or inexperienced team, this is most certainly the tournament for you. The Squidward Splat series is finally returning this month with their normal monthly action. They'll be running a modified Swiss stage into a bracket stage for all teams, so I suggest you go check that out to get some quality competition from all different kinds of opponents. Lastly, towards the end of the month, the crew at Game Set Match is running Long Island Summer Splat on the weekend of August 25th and 26th. If you're not attending yourself, you should definitely check out the Gen Game stream of the event, and I'm guessing it'll be something the likes of which we haven't really seen before for Splatoon. But beyond just August, there's a whole whirlwind of events that are announced, including Endgame TV's Splatoon Lands at Don't Park on the Grass in December and Genesis 6 in February. But in addition to those events, the possibilities for what is yet to be announced for the latter part of the year are endless, and I, for one, am excited to see what comes next. That's all I've got for this week's episode of The Weekly Splat. I know it was a short episode this week, but I hope it was packed with plenty of information for you. Everything that's been talked about today will be linked in the podcast description, including more information about events I just touched on, so if you're interested in any of that, be sure to check that out. If you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform, and follow me on Twitter for consistent updates at kbot_273. If you have any feedback, feel free to message me there as well. The Weekly Splat works in tandem with EgaFeed, as both products aim to keep you, Splatoon players, informed about the competitive community. If you're not already following EgaFeed on Twitter, I suggest you do to stay up to date on the most recent competitive Splatoon news. Thanks again for listening, Cephalopods, and happy splatting.